It's birthday day for Alanis Morissette. She's Canadian. She's okay. 49 years old for Alanis Morissette. Number four. How could it not be number one? You could not avoid Ironic from Jagged Little Pill back in 1996. That album has sold more than 30 million copies. Also was on a great Nickelodeon show, You Can't Do That on Television, for a couple of episodes when she was in elementary school. 60 million albums sold worldwide. Alanis Morissette turns 49 years old today. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on The Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for joining us. Noah Rothman is alongside, senior writer at National Review, at Noah C. Rothman on Twitter. And the cover piece on the latest National Review print edition, also available online, nationalreview.com, The War on Things That Work. Noah, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I know it's been something you've written about a bit in the past over at Commentary and also a few smaller pieces elsewhere. And I have to tell you, your work was running through my mind over the winter. We had a massive, huge ice storm here in Hillsdale, 3/4 of an inch of ice, power out for days in some places, generators working to keep things cold in the freezer and the refrigerator, chainsaws, gas-powered chainsaws at the ready to try to cut down all these limbs that had fallen and allow people to get to work or get to where they had to be. And thank goodness for those things that people want to be banning all over the country.
Yeah, I haven't spent a ton of time in Hillsdale, but the time I did spend there, that sounds pretty much like the climate. It's kind of rugged.
Yeah.
It's kind of rugged. And if you were to impose on that community the regulations and quality of life issues that maybe work in Marin County, work is debatable, but are certainly suitable to the population there, it would be a disaster. You would be using a lot of less powerful electric equipment. You would have fewer options to be able to clear that refuse, that brush, to clear the snow, because battery-powered equipment, while useful for small jobs, is simply less powerful.
Yes.
Uncorded equipment or equipment that doesn't run on gasoline just doesn't have the power that the other alternatives do. And those other alternatives happen to be a lot more expensive. So there are trade-offs associated with these supplemental appliances and lawn care equipment. And those trade-offs are just simply not recognized by the activists who promote them. And they promote them for two reasons. One, they say that they're better for, well, multiple reasons, but some of them are, they say that they're better for their quality of life if they're willing to admit it. And they also say that they're more efficient, which is very debatable, because efficiency has become a euphemism for using fewer inputs, less fuel, less oil, less water, less air, as opposed to doing the job better. The more honest rationale is that it's better for climate change, is that we're just reducing the minuscule emissions that these household appliances, household emissions, or lawn equipment emissions produce. All of these are dubious rationales for making your life a little bit more expensive, a little bit less convenient, a little bit harder to do things in your daily life. But it makes everybody else feel a lot better, so you are going to have to suffer.
It's quite simply, I mean, it's eliminating choice, Noah. You write that environmentalists fail to account for one reason people do not wish to replace their gas range with an electric one, and it is one that is blindingly obvious to anyone on this planet who has used both in the course of their lives, as I have. The first appliance does things the second cannot. The gas range can do something that the electric range simply cannot do. If you're trying to regulate the temperature of anything, trying to cook, gas, you can do it very easily. Electric, you simply cannot. There are reasons why people prefer certain things.
Or, yeah, or let's say you want a flambé or sauté or braise or char something. You need gas. What if you're cooking on a wok? You need gas. You need an open flame. What if your culture demands that? You need an open flame. This is not a concern for people who live in the exurban radius around every major metropolitan area where ethnic food is an Uber Eats call away. It is for you if you live a little bit outside that radius, but very little thought is devoted to your quality of life. I do a lot of cooking. I also do a lot of yard work because I live a little bit outside that radius. And I'm sitting on about an acre and a half of mobile acreage. And if I were to devote myself to using exclusively battery-powered, lithium-ion battery-powered electric tools, that job would take forever.
yes.
if it got done at all. It's just that this option is deemed selfish on my part because it is a cost-benefit analysis that nobody thinks, or the social engineers who are advocates for this sort of thing, think I should be deprived of. They substitute ideas, concepts, really elementary concepts like comparative advantage between certain tools, the cost-benefit analysis that you engage in when you're purchasing these sort of things versus deferred benefits from other purchases, efficiency, government incentives for planned obsolescence, even the perceived environmental benefits. All of these are outweighed in the minds of the activists by the grand design of the social moment of our time and the what should be our primary objectives, which are mitigating climate change in any and every way we possibly can, whether the benefits of that program are realizable in any sort of tangible fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the best example of this is plastic bags.
Yeah.
In my state of New Jersey, they in the most incomprehensible policy you can possibly imagine, so incomprehensible that I really think a lot of people didn't think it was going to affect. They banned single-use items for food, like food cases or those little packages that you can get food in, single-use plastic bags at shopping stores, even paper bags, believe it or not. And the alternative that you're supposed to do now is purchase reusable tote bags, which take a ton more resources to produce.
Right.
You need a lot more energy, a lot more resources to produce these things. One estimate said that they wouldn't match the carbon footprint of plastic bags until you reuse your reusable bag 7,100 times. It makes no sense on the terms that are set for its success
right.
by its advocates. So you have to assume that there's something else going on here. And something else going on here is that the social engineers in Trenton and elsewhere are imposing a lifestyle brand on you that they think is just more helpful, more salutary for you because it's their lifestyle brand.
Right.
And there ain't nothing wrong with that, right? It's very condescending.
Noah C. Rothman, at Noah C. Rothman on Twitter. Noah's cover story in the National Review this week, The War on Things That Work, also at nationalreview.com. We've got about 60 seconds, Noah, but one of the newer things, at least in this piece compared to past writing, is this war on air conditioning, which has been bubbling for a few years now, which never makes any sense to me. When it's hot outside, what do we hear from all of our authorities? Go to a cooling station. What powers cooling stations? Air conditioning. We're still told that air conditioning is bad and killing the planet, and we should probably give it up if you want to save things.
Yeah, this was flagged by a researcher at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, Ben Lieberman, over at Fox News, that an EPA regulation working its way through the pipeline is going to make refrigerants broadly more expensive in order to get rid of chlorofluorocarbons entirely, just remove them from the landscape. And that might be beneficial, but in the short term, it has ensured that AC units are becoming more expensive in spec. It's not as though this regulation is on the books now, but as
right.
a speculative regulation, it is making the cost of products more expensive. That is the goal, is to make things more expensive so you purchase less of them, so you have less impact on your environment. The benefits are very dubious, but the costs to you and your time and your energy and your wallet are very
high. NationalReview.com or the print edition for Noah Rothman.
While driving a car, there's a lot you have to pay attention to. Speed limits, directional signs, other cars and trucks, and more. But when it comes to watching out for motorcyclists, it's not always easy. Motorcyclists are hard to see. In fact, 1,500 crashes between vehicles and motorcyclists happen each in Michigan. Vehicles turning left at intersections are especially hazardous for motorcyclists. So look twice. Save a life. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Department of State.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, "I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I don't know how to talk like a parent. Don't make me come back there. You see what I mean? It's pretty awful. Try it again. Don't make me come back there. Now that's pretty good. That one kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.